For this Tuesday, May 21st, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jeb Rebin reporting. Last night in local high school sports, softball sectionals got underway and the Mount Vernon Wildcats won their first round game over Bossy 12-1 in five innings. Hannah West hit a two-run home run that ended the game in a run rule. Elena Allen struck out 14 batters in the circle. Mount Vernon will now play Princeton tonight at 7 o'clock in the semifinals of the Class 3A Sectional 32 at Boonville High School. You can hear the game on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The North Posey softball team plays their first game of the postseason tonight at 7 o'clock as the Vikings received a bye and did not have to play last night. North Posey will play Perry Central this evening. You can hear the game on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The U.S. Department of Transportation's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is urging drivers to buckle up ahead of a national click-it or ticket high-visibility seatbelt enforcement effort. The National Seatbelt Campaign, which coincides with the Memorial Day holiday, started yesterday and runs until June 2nd. The administration says they will be working with law enforcement officers across the local and state lines to ensure the message gets out to drivers and passengers. The national seatbelt usage rate in 2023 was 91.9%. They say that participating law enforcement will be taking a no-excuses approach to seatbelt law enforcement, writing citations day and night. There was a groundbreaking ceremony that marked the beginning of construction on a new solar farm in Posey County this past Friday. Officials say the new solar project is expected to bring new jobs and an estimated $31 million to the county's economy. Local leaders hope it will benefit hotels, restaurants, and other local businesses during the construction period. The solar farm is expected to be up and running by mid-2025. The University of Evansville has announced that Kyle and Ashley Freeland have generously contributed approximately $3 million to build a baseball clubhouse for the university, which will be known as the Freeland Clubhouse. Officials say it's believed to be the largest gift in UE athletics history. They say the facility will be situated close to the German American Bank Field at Charles H. Braun Stadium. It will include a locker room, offices for coaching staff, and space for a lounge. It is slated to be completed sometime in the summer of 2025. Kyle Freeland, who is now a pitcher for the Colorado Rockies, honed his skills as a member of the UE baseball team before being drafted back in 2015. Meanwhile, his wife, Ashley Freeland, who is also a former student-athlete at UE, attained her Bachelor of Science in Sport Management back in 2015. Director of Athletics, Dr. Ziggy Siegfried, said it was very clear that Coach Carroll made a difference in the life of Kyle Freeland, and the family has decided to extend that influence by supporting future aces. Country music star Justin Moore is making his way to Evansville this summer. According to a release, the concert is set to take place at the Old National Events Plaza on the Aiken Theater stage. The event is scheduled for July 26th. Officials say tickets will go on sale this Friday morning at 10 o'clock. You can purchase those tickets at the Old National Events Plaza box office or Ticketmaster.com. Switching back to some sports news in the professional world, last night in Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals won the opening game of their three-game set at home against the Baltimore Orioles 6-3. The Cardinals improved to 21-26 on the season. They continue their series at home with Baltimore tonight at 6:45. The Chicago Cubs had last night off as they start a three-game set at home with the Atlanta Braves this evening at 6:40. Chicago sits with a record of 26-22. The Cincinnati Reds were also off Monday evening. The Reds are coming off a 3-7 West Coast road swing. Cincy is 19-28 on the year. They welcome San Diego tonight at 5:40. And finishing up from the NBA playoffs, the Indiana Pacers are back in the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 2014. After beating the Knicks on the road in Game 7 on Sunday, the Pacers play Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals at the Boston Celtics this evening at 7 o'clock. That wraps up your news and sports for this Tuesday, May 21st. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.